分成两部分，前面一部分呢是要讲到我们在座每一个人都有一天要面临的，就是人生的后半辈。
I'd like to divide this time into half. The first half we'll talk about the problem that we're, not problem, the thing we'll face, all of us will face one day, the remaining years of our life.
什么叫做后半辈人生呢、
What does that mean by the remaining half of our life?
我们一生有几多少年？
How many years can we live in our life?
圣经上说一个人的一生年日是多少？70岁。
Bible said that we how long can we live? Maybe 70 years old.
如果强壮可以到80岁。
Yeah, we are healthy, maybe to 80 years old.
那么后半辈的人生是从几岁开始啊
？So the remaining half of our lives. So when does it start?
如果能够活70岁的话，35岁就已经是后半辈了。
So if it's 70 years, then maybe starting at age 35.
所以我们中间已经有不少人达到这个标准。
So many of us here already reached the standard.
但是我们一般来讲，大概都是用40岁做一个分水岭，做一个分界线。
So most of the time that we divide it about age 40.
那么等到40岁以后，到底一个人的特征会是怎么样呢？
So what kind of characteristics do we have after we reach age 40?
我们以一些在美国的华人来看的话呢，差不多到了这个年龄以后，事业都有了基础了。
So we will look at some of the Chinese people in North America at age 40. Usually they have some good foundation at their career.
而且收入就会比较稳定。
They have a very steady income.
结婚也都在差不多15年以上。
Maybe they have already been married for more than 15 years.
因此孩子也进入了 teenage.
And their children are reached teenage stage.
那么甚至有人慢慢也到了这个退休的年龄，那么经济的压力就减少。
So some people may have reached the retirement age that they don't have as much burden in their finances.
那么在身体方面呢？
What about their body?
我们发现后半辈的人生，身体的现象是往下坡走。
So we are going downhill, usually physically.
英文讲 downhill 就是表示前半生是往上坡爬，到了后半生就是往下坡走。
So the first 30-40 years, our health usually is up, going uphill, and then the last 40 years is going downhill.
所以体力就大不如前了。
So usually we are not as strong as before.
像李牧师跟我出来侍奉主25年，我们觉得现在跟20年前的我们差很多。
So Pastor Lee and I, we feel like that since we have been served more than 20 years, compared to 20 years ago, we are not as strong as before.
不但体力不如前，头发开始有白的出现。
So we start to have our white hairs.
我们也发现这个皱纹也开始生长。
And we also have more wrinkles.
不但是白头发，还有掉头发。
And not only you have white hair, you have less hair.
同时身体发福。
And most of the time they will gain weight.
变成了所谓中厚的人。
And so our more into a larger size.
中文的中厚有两个意思，一种是身体的样子中间变厚。
Oh, so the middle part is widened.
但是中厚另外一个意思就是变成一个很忠厚的人。
Also you can become a more honest person.
Yeah, 皱纹多了，头发白了，头发少了，这是一种必然的人生的过程。
So this is the aging process that we have to go through with white hair and wrinkles.
那可以用一些方法来遮盖。
So maybe we can have some ways to cover it up.
但是有一些是没有办法遮盖的。
But some of the things that we cannot cover up.
你会发现很奇怪，你看东西要越拿越远。
Sometimes it's funny that when you read it, you have to put the paper more far away from you.
有的时候手不够长，还希望你的配偶帮你拿。
And sometimes you have your spouse have to help you.
不但是说眼睛老化的问题，那是你好像没有办法掩饰的。
And since your eyesight is getting worse.
同时呢，你发现你有许多的病就在你的身上。
And also you started to have all kinds of diseases.
比如说这个血压开始高。
Hypertension。
女人有更年期的问题。
And the women may have to face menopause。
胆固醇过高的问题。
And cholesterol may be too high。
身体越来越坏是我们每一个人要接受的事实。
So physically we go downhill, this is the effect that we have ourselves.
但是一个基督徒在这种情形之下，我们的人生要怎么样过得又快乐又充实？
So being a Christian, how can we live this later part of our lives very enjoyably?
我们看一处圣经。
Let's look at a scripture verse.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章我们一同来看第十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
这是基督徒的人生是可以往上坡走的。
And being a Christian, we can go uphill.
我们还是一起来读，可以中英文一起读。
Let's read together.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。这节圣经节宝贝不宝贝？
It's such a precious verse.
特别在我们中间的比较年长的，这节圣经节希望你常常的思想。
For those among us who are a little bit older, I can hope that you can remember this.
我们的外体可以一直不断的衰老。
Our outward body can get older.
我们的走路越来越缓慢。
And maybe we cannot walk as fast.
我们所能做的事情也越来越少。
And now a lot of things that we cannot do anymore.
我们可以觉得还过我们的人生是灰暗的人生。
Sometimes we feel like we have a gray life.
年长的人会常常想当年我年轻的时候怎么样。
So some of the older people will always say that when I was younger.
但是圣经告诉我们说，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
The Bible tells us that even though outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
是何等宝贵，神给我们每一个基督徒都可以享受到的。
And God gives this to us to enjoy.
那么在五年前使者的杂志上有一篇寇世远监督的文章。
Five years ago, there's an article in Ambassador for Christ by Bishop Cole.
当我看了那篇文章后，我见到我们所敬爱的寇波波的时候，我就说你应该多写这类文章。
So after read the articles, when I saw him, I said that you should write more of this kind of article.
可惜好像只看到这么一篇，是讲到人到了人生的黄昏年代的时候要怎么样。
So it seems like there's only one article that he wrote about when we reach our golden age, what should we do?
但是我今天所讲的不是只讲到黄昏年代，是一直从中年到黄昏年代，可以说是一个后半辈的人生。
So today I'd like to talk about starting from age 40, not just the golden age.
所以有些人可能是 age 35.
Some people.
就是后半辈的人生。
So the remaining years of our life.
当然我们不知道我们会活多久。
Of course we don't know exactly how long we can live.
但是到了某一个程度的时候，我们知道我们的人生从世界的角度是下坡的人生。
So from the worry attitude that when we know that when we reach age 35 maybe we're going downhill.
但是我们从属灵的角度，我们发现我们还可以往上坡走。
But then from a spiritual point of view we know that we can still go uphill.
我们看到许多属灵的伟人，他们年纪越大，他们的那个灵命到了登峰造极。
Many spiritual giants, when they get, the older they are, the more spiritual they get.
他们一生留给我们丰富的财产。
And they leave with us many treasures.
是那些属灵的遗产，是我们许许多多多后辈的人取用不尽的。
So they left all the spiritual inheritance for us that we can never exhaust it.
因为他们把一生的精华都留给后人来享用。
So they give their best for us.
我在今天要讲这个题目的时候，我就用寇监督所用的几个主题，几个 subtitles.
So I use some several subtitles from this article from Bishop Cole.
因为他自己已经六十几岁，他有这种长辈的经验。
because he is 60-some years old, so he has a lot of experience.
我很喜欢他用的那几个字，每一个题目都有一个自己的字。
So all these subtitles start with a Chinese character, 字 means yourself.
他第一个讲到不要自找麻烦。
Do not go looking for trouble.
第二个说不要自寻烦恼。
Do not sit after unnecessary worries.
第三个说要自求多福。
You have to try to enjoy life.
第四个说要自得其乐。
The third one is to pursue the happiness. The fourth one is enjoy life.
在中文里面它每一项都有一个自己的字。
So in Chinese character, 字 is in all these four conditions.
都要有自己 在里面。
So yourself has to be involved in it.
这也就是昨天李牧师说的天助自助者。
Same as God help those who help themselves.
你一定要自己肯帮助自己，神在帮助你的时候，你发现你的人生后半辈子还是能够被神重用。
So when you're willing to help yourself, then when God also helps you, then you can live a very fulfilling life.
我就用他这四个标题给大家分享一下我自己看到的后半辈的人生怎么样能够又快乐又充实。
I'd like to share with you how to live a fulfilling remaining of part of our lives by these subtitles.
第一个说不要自找麻烦。
Do not go looking for trouble.
在中年以后孩子长大了。
So after age 40 maybe our kids are grown.
孩子长大了有许许多多他们自己的意见。
So they have many of their own opinions.
有些孩子已经到了中学的最后两年就要开始去看大学了。
Some of them may be in their junior or senior high school, they start to look for college.
父母到了这个时候就有一个心中的惶恐。
Sometimes the parents will be very worried or scared.
常常觉得我怎么能够让我的孩子离开。
So say, how can I let my children leave me?
过去十几年都是我亲自照顾我的孩子。
So last 18 years, I took care of my children.
我哪里舍得让我的孩子离开
？How can I let them leave me?
我很喜欢英文有这样一句话说，在这个时候你要 let go and let God.
So life is saying that at this time you have to let go and let God.
四年前，当我的老大。他要进大学的时候
Four years ago, when my oldest son, when he had to go to college.
那时候我们带他去看了好多个学校，他到最后一天，就是那个 deadline 最后一天，他告诉我，他决定到 Ohio Oberlin College.
So we went with him to look at many colleges. The last day before deadline, he told me that he wanted to go to Ohio, this Oberlin College.
我的心差不多碎掉了。
So my heart was almost broken.
我知道这是一个非常好的学校。
I know that this is a very good school.
但是我舍不得他走。
But I really do not want him to leave.
一想到 Boston 跟 Ohio 离得这么远。
So I think about Boston and Ohio is such a long distance.
我怎么能够看不到我的儿子呢？
How can I just can't bear it that I will not see him?
但是我的表面装得很刚强。
But I pretend to be very strong.
里面在流眼泪。
I was crying inside.
我说妈妈马上给你写一个 check, 马上给学校寄一个定金。
So I said, okay, I'll write a check for you for deposit.
我记得那个时候真是不容易跟孩子有那种割断的经验。
So at that time I was really having a hard time trying to separate from my children.
但是一转眼四年过去，我的儿子已经大学毕业了。
But then it seems like 4 years passed so fast. My son already graduated from college.
我实在是感谢神，我觉得他做了对的选择。
So I thank the Lord that he made the right decision.
我们不要自找麻烦，就是当我们已经把该教导的原则都告诉孩子以后，我们不要替他做选择。
Don't go looking for trouble means that after we teach our child all we can teach, then he will have to make his own decision.
不要替他选大学，不要替他选科系。
Do not try to choose the college or the major for him.
有一个姐妹说，你绝对不能替他选大学，因为如果他进去以后读得不如意，他四年都恨你。
One of the sisters said that you can never make a decision for him to choose which college.Because if he does not like it, then he will really hate you for the 4 years.
也不要替他选科系。
And also do not choose the major for him.
我们的一个姐夫是做心理学家。 在 UC Berkeley.
My brother-in-law, he's a psychologist at the UC Berkeley.
他说从台湾来的学生当他们给他一些 test 的时候发现许许多多学生所读的都不是照着他的性向 aptitude test、mm-hmm. 跟他的性向不合。
He said that many students who came from Taiwan, when he gave them a test, aptitude test to see, but many of them, they are studying the subject not really according to the aptitude test.
为什么呢？最后你问他，就是我爸爸妈妈要我读这一个科。
If you ask him why, he said that because my parents want me to study this.
不但不要替他选科系，不要替他选大学，也不要替他选女朋友。
Not only not to choose the college and major for him, also not to choose girlfriend for him.
也不需要替他选媳妇，替你自己选媳妇。
You don't have to choose a daughter-in-law for yourself.
在寇监督的那个文章说，除非必要，你甚至不要替你的孩子带孙子。
In the Bishop Coe's article, said if it's unless it's necessary, that please do not try to take care of the grandchildren.
因为这是自找麻烦。
Because you are really looking for trouble.
因为许多许多因为带孙子的缘故，就造成了两代的冲突。
There are many conflicts between the generations that come from taking care of the grandchildren.
因为两代对于带孩子的看法标准不一样。
Because there are different standards between the two generations about how to raise children.
当这个第三代做某一件事情的时候，祖父母觉得没有问题，可是父母可能说我要好好的修理一顿。
So when a child does something, maybe the grandparent thinks that it doesn't matter, but the parents feel like that they need to be punished.
不要自找麻烦，在孩子大了以后，你的后半辈子要学会能够 let go and let God.
So do not go looking for trouble. You have to learn to let go and let God when your children are grown.
有一位做母亲的非常爱她的儿子。
There's a mother that she really loves her child.
那个儿子进了一个非常好的大学，进到哈佛大学。
And her son went to Harvard University.
那个母亲天天想念孩子。
So this mother really every day she thought about her son.
每天打电话。
So she called him every day.
但是呢，打到宿舍都没人接，因为他在图书馆读书。
So she called the dorm and nobody answered the phone because he was in the library.
太想念孩子了，所以有一天带了很多的食物到图书馆去找儿子。
So one day she brought many food items and went to the library to look for him.
在图书馆里面找到儿子，坐在儿子旁边说：“妈妈给你带了那么多好吃的东西。”
So in the library, then she found him and then she sat down and said, "The mother brought you all this food."
那儿子气得不得了。
So, but her son was very upset.
他说：“你使我非常的丢脸。”
So you really embarrass me.
因为在美国的孩子都是很独立的。
Because all the children in the States are very independent.
我进到哈佛大学，同学看我还是妈妈的 baby.
So I don't want my classmates to think that I'm the baby.
有一个做婆婆的很爱她的孙子。
This grandmother, she loves her grandchild very much.
所以她就常常跑到媳妇家里去要买一些东西带给他的这个孙子。
So she went to the daughter-in-law's house a lot and brought gifts for the grandchild.
有一天他很兴奋地带着他的这个孙儿喜欢吃的汽水进到家门。
So one day she was very excited. She brought the pop to the daughter-in-law's house.
但是等到他进门的时候，是媳妇开门。
And the daughter-in-law opened the door.
那个孙子就说啊，婆婆来了，手上带着吃东西来了。
And so the grandchild said, grandma is here, so he was very happy.
但是那个媳妇一看这个祖母带来的是一个汽水，他一抢过来，他说我们家不吃这么便宜的牌子，把它丢在垃圾桶里。
So but the daughter-in-law when she saw the pop, she said that we don't drink this kind of brand, and she threw it in the garbage.
不要自找麻烦。
So don't go looking for trouble.
也许在我们中间有很多人还没有达到所谓后半辈人生。
Maybe some of you have not reached this age group yet.
还没有想到将来的麻烦会是什么。
So maybe you have never thought about in the future what kind of trouble you will have.
我们已经到了这种年龄，所以我开始教育我自己。
So since I'm in this age group, I really try to educate myself.
第二是不要自寻烦恼。
Second one, do not go seek after unnecessary worry.
发现年纪越大烦恼越多。
See, but the older you get, the more worries you have.
我记得我的婆婆是一个很会烦恼的人。
My mother-in-law, she's the one who really can worry a lot.
她是一个天生的一个烦恼专家。
So she's the one that's born to be worried.
当我们在美国的时候，她在台湾，她就天天烦恼的是儿子、孙子他们好不好。
So when we were in the States and she was in Taiwan, every day she worried about her son and her grandson.
那我们把她接来美国，让她跟我们住在一起。
So after we brought her over to the States, so she's living with us.
但是我们发现妈妈还是天天在烦恼。
But then she still worried every day.
因为她现在是烦恼在台湾的女儿跟外孙他们好不好。
Now she's worried about her daughter in Taiwan and her grandchildren in Taiwan.
我们发现她太会烦恼，就送她一块牌子。
So we feel that she worried too much, so we gave her a plaque.
不但烦恼到一个地步，就是胃溃疡。
And not only did she just worry, but she also has ulcer.
也烦恼到高血压。
And also she has hypertension.
那块牌子上写说，烦恼就像一个摇椅，让你很忙，但是你摇来摇去还在原地。
So on the plaque it says, worry is like rocking chair, keeps you busy, but gets you nowhere.
今天许多的长辈受传统的观念影响，也带来许多的烦恼。
Today, some of the people in the older generation, that because of the traditional concepts, they have a lot of worries.
这些中国传统的观念本来是很好的。
Some of these Chinese traditional concepts, they are supposed to be good.
但是我们现在是在两种文化的这个冲突之下，反而这些观念有时候就带来烦恼。
But because of the conflict between the two cultures, and some of this concept will give us trouble.
比如中国的观念说，多子多孙就是福。
In Chinese concept, the more grandchildren you have more blessings.
所以等到孩子结了婚，一年两年还没有怀孕，就变成了这个长辈的烦恼。
So after your son or daughter got married, and then after 1 or 2 years, they still have no children, then you start to worry.
因为一直受这个传统的观念影响，觉得多子多孙就是福。
Because it's the parents, they thought it went on because of the old traditional thinking that the more children you have, the better.
还有传统的观念就是五代同堂更有福。
And something that is such a blessing to have 5 generations all live together.
所以呢，有这种观念的人就一直希望他的儿子孙子全部围绕在他的旁边。
So people with this kind of concept, they like to have their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren all surrounding them.
希望有一天真是能够达到我们中国人传统所说的大有福气的人，就是五代同堂。
So they hope to reach this stage that really 5 generations can be all together.
中国人还有讲到养儿防老的观念。
And also Chinese people think about when you raise a child is to prepare for your old age.
要这个孩子反哺报恩。
So you want this child to remember you and to provide for you.
照中国文化都是天经地义的，理所当然的。
So according to Chinese tradition, this is really natural for a child to provide for parents.
但是在北美洲的生活常常发现力不从心。
But in North America, a lot of times even though they are willing, but they can't do it.
所以这个长辈一直有这种观念的时候，给他带来很多的烦恼和压力。
When the parents have this kind of concept, so they were putting a lot of burden on the children.
所以这里说不要自寻烦恼。
So do not seek after unnecessary worries.
那么要什么呢？这里积极的方面有两件要的。第一个就是要自求多福。
So positively, there are 2 things that we have to do.
你要自己去追求快乐。
So you need to pursue for happiness.
自求多福有几件事情是我们可以做到的。
So there are 7 things that we can do to seek after happiness.
第一个，在中年以后，夫妻要更加的恩爱。
After you reach the middle age, husband and wife need to love each other even more.
因为在那个时候，大部分的人已经是 empty nest 空巢期。
So many of them already reached the emptiness stage.
这就是我们昨天所讲的，等到孩子都走的时候，夫妻两个人要更加的恩爱。
So after all the children leave, the husband and wife, they need to love each other even more.
其实不一定要等孩子走，当孩子是 teenage 的时候，孩子很少在家，这夫妇两个人要更加的恩爱。
Actually, you don't even have to wait till your children leave, because when they are teenagers, they are seldom at home anyway.
可是在过去25年的侍奉当中，我们看到有一些夫妇甚至过了60岁来离婚。
And we, in the past 25 years, we have seen some couples, they got a divorce after 25 years of marriage. After they, they reached 60 years old.
因为他们过去的婚姻是维系在儿女身上。
Because their marriage is being bound together by their children.
等到孩子离开，他们也觉得这个婚姻不必要维持。
After their children left, they feel like there's nothing left in their marriage.
事实上到后半辈子的人生，夫妻要更恩爱，因为夫妻要相依为命。
The reason that why husband and wife need to love each other more because they really depend on each other more.
当我们现在有一个非常热门的题目讲到中年危机的时候，常常就提到到了这个时候就是在感情上出问题。
A lot of times when we talk about midlife crisis at this time because we have something a problem with our emotions.
就是在婚外常常有额外的感情。
A lot of times there will be extra marital affairs.
有很多人分析为什么到了中年以后有这些婚外的感情呢？
Sometimes people analyze why is there extra marital affairs at this age.
因为结婚已经超过15年甚至20年，就慢慢的觉得陈旧乏味了。
Sometimes after 20 or 25 years of marriage, feel like the it's just too boring.
那么要怎么样预防外遇？就是要 refresh， 要更新夫妻的关系，要让夫妻重新有新婚的经验。
So how do you prevent extramarital affairs? That means you have to refresh your marriage, and you have to have the kind of like honeymoon type of feeling.
可惜很多的夫妇住在一起的时候，所看到的是对方的缺点。很早看到对方的长处。
Unfortunately, a lot of times when a husband and wife live together, they only see each other's shortcomings and not the good points.
到了中年以后，应该成熟到一个地步，承认世界上没有完全人。我们要学会接纳对方的缺点，去帮助对方的缺点。
After age 40, we should all be mature enough to know that there's no perfect person in this world, that we have to accept each other's shortcomings.
有一对夫妇只有30出头。
One couple, they're only about maybe 30-some years old.
但是等到他们刚刚移民来美国以后，
When they first migrate to the States,
有很多要适应的生活。
There's so many things they have to adapt to.
那么有一天先生发烧。
One day the husband had a fever.
那么就想说大概是感冒。
He thought that maybe he just had the flu.
既然这么多事情要适应，这么多忙碌的事情，根本没有想到要看医生。
So since they were so busy that they didn't have time to go see a doctor.
没有想到在晚上睡到半夜的时候，先生的心脏病突然发作死掉。
But in the middle of the night, the husband all of a sudden had a heart attack and died.
原来他那个发烧不是一个小事。
And his fever was was not something minor.
那个30岁一个年轻的太太，就是在半夜发现她的先生死在旁边。
So this young wife found out in the middle of night that her husband was dead beside her.
那个打击实在太大了。
Well, this was such a great blow to her.
这个妻子，年轻的妻子跟我说。
And this young wife talked to me.
她说如果我早知道我们只能够在一起的时间是这么短的话，
She said if I knew that we only had such short time together,
那我就不要这么常跟他吵架了。
So I would not have quarreled with him so much.
有一次有一个太太跟我讲说，哎呀，我最气的就是我的先生每天都把臭袜子乱丢。
One time, one wife told me that one thing that I really get mad about was my husband always he threw his dirty socks all over the place.
但是我跟他讲说，如果我们还有机会为先生捡几年臭袜子，我们都要感谢神。
I told her that we should be thankful that we still have time to pick up the dirty socks for our husband.
真的，人生是无定的。
So our life is so unpredictable.
你怎么知道你们还有多少年日可以在一起呢？
How do you know that how much time you still have with each other?
既然神把我们放在一个房子里面，让我们结为夫妇。
Since God put us together in the same house, we're husband and wife.
要珍惜夫妇在一起的日子。
We need to treasure this time that we are together.
尤其已经把孩子都养大了，我们还不要更珍惜我们的后半辈人生吗？
Especially after we brought up our children, we should really treasure the remaining years of our lives.
夫妻要更加的恩爱。
So husband and wife should really love each other even more.
只有五个字好像很简单。
Seems like it's a very simple thing to say.
但是去活出来的时候，有许多的功课，许多的学问是我们要去努力的。
But there's so much to learn about how to really love each other more.
第二点，我们要自求多福的，要身体勤保养。
And the second principle is that we have to maintain a good health.
年轻的时候，大家身体力壮，从来没有想到保养这两个字。
So when we are young, we are so strong that we never thought about to maintain our health.
我记得我很看重身体要健康，我就发维他命给李牧师吃。
So I really think that health is important. So every day I give vitamins to Pastor Lee.
20年前的他是拒绝。
20 years ago he refused.
他说吃这个干什么，就女人才吃。
He said only women take vitamins and I don't need it.
我身体那么好，要为什么要吃维他命？
He said I'm so strong I don't need the vitamins.
但是十年以后他说，太太有没有维他命给我吃？
After 10 years he said yeah, where's the vitamins?
身体需要保养。
So we need to maintain good health.
因为他后来感觉到体力在衰退。
So because later on he felt that his strength was not as strong as before.
而且他也感觉到，当你要爱你妻子的时候，你也要保养你自己。
So if you love your wife, you also need to maintain a good health.
你要爱你的配偶，你要学会照顾自己的身体。
If you love your spouse, you need to know how to take care of yourself.
去年我们教会的夏令会，家庭夏令会，给长辈那组请了一位医生来讲身体的保健。
So last year, in our retreat for the Evergreen Group, we invited this doctor to come and talk about maintaining health.
那我常常跟长辈们在一起。
I usually with spend time with older people.
我就参加那一组的 seminar.
So I attend the seminar with that group.
那个医生就拿了很多的最新资料放给长辈们看。
So this doctor, he brought with him many newest information.
在他的资料里面讲到，现代的医学的进步、医药的进步、科技的发达，人如果会保养身体的话，都可以活到像摩西一样大。
So this doctor talked about because advances in medicine and technology, if people really take good care of themselves, they can live as old as Moses.
几岁？
How old is Moses? Was Moses
120岁
120 years old.
他说就在我们这一代120岁会算不得什么。
So even in our generation you can live to 120 years old.
圣经上说人如果强健可以活到80岁，但是今天我们教会90岁的就有好几位。
So even the Bible says that if you are strong you can live to about 80 years old, but in our church there's 90 years old.
等到下一代更不用说，年龄的这个寿数越来越延长。
In the next generation, maybe they can live even longer.
我那次听完了那个 seminar 回去以后，一点都不快乐，很伤心。
So after I listened to that seminar that day, after I went home, I was not happy.
为什么呢？我真的跟神祷告，我说主啊，如果我能活120岁啊，我要重新调整我的人生的计划。
So I prayed the Lord and said, if I can live to 120 years old, then I have to rearrange my priorities.
因为照以前的标准的话，我的人生已经走了一半以上了。照这个标准的话，我人生才走三分之一耶。
According to the old standard, I have already lived half of my life. And but then, according to the new standard, that means I only live one third of my life.
那么还有那么长的路，我要怎么走啊？
So what should I do with the other two-thirds of my life?
我以为过不久我退休了，就慢慢的就到主那里去，人生就这么结束了，不是很好吗？
So I thought that maybe maybe another 10, 20 years after I retire, then I will be later on I go to see the Lord, and it's pretty nice.
这么长的日子我要重新计划了。
So if I have such a long life ahead of me, then I have to plan accordingly.
所以身体的保养很重要，如果你要活那么长，而是一个苟延残喘的病人，那就很痛苦。
So if you have to live for such a long life, yeah, being sick all the time is really a big suffering.
中年以后就比较有时间保养身体。
Maybe after you reach age 40, then you may have more time to take care of your body.
我看到我们教会一些长辈们他们打太极拳。
Some of the older people in our church that they play, kung fu, tai chi.
对我们来讲，我们好像还是觉得没有时间打太极拳。
But for us, it's like we don't have time to do this.
但是可以散步。
And they can take a walk.
有一个有节制的饮食起居。
And then they can really regulate their eating habits and their sleeping habits.
把身体保养好也是不会成为儿女的重担。
When you have maintained your own health, and then you will not become your children's burden.
我们看到许许多多的儿女一方面要照顾下一代，一方面要照顾上一代，因为两个老人都在生病。
Many people, they not only have to take care of young children, they also have to take care of old sick parents.
我们要使我们的后半辈子是快乐的话，身体要保养好。
So if we want to live a happy remaining part of our lives, we have to have good health.
第三，要培养新的嗜好。
The third condition, we have to cultivate new hobbies.
一生的年日花了20年兢兢业业为着我们那个专业在努力。
So we may spend 20 years just working for our profession.
到了中年常常有一个现象，就是对工作开始感到厌倦。
So when you reach age 40, a lot of times you get tired of your job.
开始失去了冲劲。
And you don't have that kind of impulse.
也觉得人生没有意思，没有情趣。
You feel like there's no meaning in life.
在这个时候要开始培养一个新的嗜好。
At this time, you have to try to cultivate a new hobby.
这个新的嗜好可以使你的人生很有生趣盈然，很有情趣的。
This new hobby can add more interest to your life.
比如说拍 video 可以变成 hobby.
Some people can play video.
有人拍照。
Some people they take pictures.
一年多前，李牧师开始了一个新嗜好。
About a year ago, Pastor Lee started a new hobby.
因为我读了很多关于中年危机的书。
Because I read a lot of books about midlife crisis.
所以当他一开始说他要有这个嗜好的时候，我赶快去帮助他。
So when he wanted to start a new hobby, so I really wanted to help him.
他的新嗜好是看鸟。
His new hobby is bird watching.
而且我们也发现呢，原来在美国是第二 popular 的。这个嗜好。
So this is the second most popular hobby in the United States.
第一个就是种东西。
The first one is the plant garden.
第二个 hobby 就是看鸟。
So second hobby is bird watching.
我赶快鼓励他买书买望远镜。
So I helped him to buy books and the telescope.
现在他会发现我们院子里面有24种不同的鸟。
So he found out that there are 24 different kinds of birds in our backyard.
我们的院子里面最近还摆了一个养鸟的一个专门 bird feeder 养鸟的一个小房子。
So now we even have a special bird feeder in our backyard.
我们教会有一些跟牧师很亲近的弟兄姐妹也说牧师有这个嗜好非常好。
So some of the brothers and sisters who know Pastor Lee better, they said that this is a good hobby for him.
因为否则他在那么重的压力之下有一个嗜好。对这个压力也是很有帮助，可以release 他的压力。
So this would be a good hobby, a good way to release some of his burdens and anxiety.
当他有了一个新嗜好的时候，我说那我呢，我也要有个新嗜好。
So I said, well, I need a new hobby too.
我就想，我到底什么可以变成我的嗜好呢？什么可以使我人生更有生趣，更加有这种享受呢
？So I try to think of what should be my new hobby to add more enjoyment to my life.
就我找到了是唱歌。
So I like singing.
我找到一个很好的教我唱歌的老师。
I found a very good teacher.
那他也透过唱这些圣诗教我唱诗，让我的灵性得到帮助。
So from singing all the hymns, I also have better spiritual growth.
第四个要吸收新的知识。
The fourth principle is to we have to acquire new knowledge.
这一点我常常是讲到对姐妹们。
Especially, I will talk about this to sisters.
有许多姐妹们结了婚以后，忙着家事，忙着带孩子，就忽略了吸收新知识。
So many sisters, when they after they got married, they spend time taking care of children, housework, and they did not spend time to acquire new knowledge.
但是到了中年以后，孩子大了，我们就有时间要开始进入一个吸收新知识的时代。
But after age 40, the nation has time to acquire new knowledge.
在美国很流行，祖父母也是照样可以去读书。
And the state is very popular even for housewives to go to school.
我们教会有一些中年人。
Sorry, for grandparents to go to school.
我们教会有一些中年人到神学院去修课。
So many people in our church there.After age 40, they also go to seminary to study.
有一些长辈从东南亚来，不妨去上英文课。
And a lot of older people, they go study the English.
等到会了英文，就可以跟这些 ABC 的孙儿孙女可以交谈。
So after they learn English, then they can talk to their grandchildren who are ABC.
也有一些弟兄们，他们有了新知识以后，进入 second career.
And some of the brothers, after they acquire new knowledge, they can go into a second career.
有一位弟兄本来是火箭专家。
And one of the brothers, he was a specialist in the rocket.
非常的有成就。
And he already has great accomplishment.
但是到39岁的时候，他决定再去学新的东西。
And when he was 39 years old, he decided to study something else.
他去读医。
And he went to study medicine.
现在是一个医生。
Now he's a doctor.
所以有很多的人到了中年以后进入人生的第二度的事业，他的 second career.
Many people after they reach age 40 and then they go into a new career.
那么在北美洲现在也有很多的人到了50多岁的时候就 early retirement, 提早退休，全时间侍奉神。
United States, many people after they reach age 50, they have early retirement and then they spend their full time.Serving the Lord.
他们去读神学，然后全时间出来侍奉。
And they go and study in the seminary, and then they spend their full time serving the Lord.
所以人生的后半辈可以过得非常充实。
You can have a very fulfilling remaining half of the life.
那刚才我们的第四点是要自得其乐。
The fourth condition that we talk about is that you have to learn to enjoy life.
要自己学会享受人生。
You have to learn to enjoy life.
那么在这里也有几点要提。第一个要建立新的观念。
The first one is to build up new concepts.
有很多很多的老年人或者中年以后的这些年长的人常常会说我老了我不中用了。
And some of the people when they get older, they said that no, I'm no use anymore, I'm older.
那么以至于到了一个地步就要倚老卖老。
And some people, they try to put weight around because they're older.
那么因为他不会自得其乐呢，整天就等着他的儿女来伺候他，或者在膝下承欢呢。
And because he doesn't know how to enjoy himself, so his children have to entertain him.
就是除非孩子不来一定要等到孩子来看他，孩子不来看他或者不来孝敬，他就觉得很不快乐。
And if his children do not come to visit him and entertain him, he will be very unhappy.
以至于这些非常忙碌的儿女们变成压力重重。
So these children, when they're already so busy that they feel like they have more burden.
那么你要自得其乐，要先学会建立新的观念。
So you need to build up this new concept to enjoy life.
有一次我跟寇伯伯在一起，他讲了一句话。
One time I talked to Bishop Cole.
我非常的佩服他。
I'm really impressed by him.
他说我的孩子都长大，都结婚成家了。
He said all my children are grown and they already have their own family.
现在我跟寇师母去儿子家的时候，我们不说我们去儿子家，我们说我们去媳妇家。
He said, when my wife and I go to visit my children, I don't say that we are going to my son's house. Instead, I said we are going to my daughter-in-law's house.
你觉得有没有不同？
Do you feel that there's a difference there?
父母来了是去儿子的家，跟说是去媳妇的家，这期间有没有不同？
So when the parents come to visit, they come into the son's house or come into the daughter-in-law's house.
当中有很大的不同。
So there's a big difference there.
如果是到儿子的家的时候，我是。老爸爸，所以我可以做主。
So if I'm coming to the son's house, since I'm the father, so I can just do whatever I want.
但是是到媳妇的家的时候，我真的是像个客人一样，客客气气的。
But then if I'm coming to the daughter-in-law's house, I'm a guest, so I need to be polite.
是很大的不同。
It's a big difference.
像我们虽然现在没有媳妇，将来会有媳妇。
Well, we may not have a daughter-in-law now, but in the future we will.
我们听到有长辈这样子的话的时候，我们马上吸收，要有新观念。
So we would like to absorb this new knowledge for ourselves.
有一位年长的伯母在 Boston， 她不管去哪里，她的孩子都抢着。这个孩子打电话，妈妈快点来我家住。那个孩子打电话，爸爸妈妈来我家。每个孩子都抢了他去他家住。
In Boston, there's this one sister who's older than all her children. You know, they fight over her to come to their house.
我就有一天我就说，陈伯母，为什么你的孩子都那么喜欢你呀、啊？都那么欢迎你到他们家去呢
？I said, Auntie Chen, how come all the children they welcome you to their house so much?
他说我就是有一个观念，就是我不要给我的孩子找麻烦。
He said, I have this concept. I don't want to add any more trouble to my children.
在我的观念里面，儿女是主体，我是客体，所以我到每一家是去适应他们的生活，而不是叫他们来迁就我。
He said, in my concept, my children